Hi, everybody. Welcome back to WFAN's Baseball Insiders Yankees podcast for Thursday, September 2nd. Into the home stretch now. The Yankees have 29 games to play. They finished off a road trip, the end of the four-game slide, which started to get a little bit ugly following that 13-game winning streak. But they finished it off Wednesday night with a 4-1 victory with a very dominant Gerrit Cole. Another big game from Aaron Judge. And these two guys are leading the Yankees into playoff contention, and dare I say, just into the playoffs. Okay, I'll say it. The Yankees have 29 games to play. They're 7 games out of the division right now, but they are 4 games up on a playoff spot with 29 to play. Now, sure, lots of things can happen. But I think when you watch the way the Yankees have played over the last, really, 2 months since the All-Star break, remember they had that very important stretch out of the break when they faced Boston all those times and they had the COVID issues. They went 5-4 in those first 9 games out of the break when they were dealing with a bunch of things. And then they really took off after that. So they survived that little stretch, then took off. If you watch the way the Yankees have played, I know they lost 4 in a row and the double plays came back and they had a couple of bad starts. Tyone has looked maybe a little fatigued here, and Kluber didn't look great after his first turn through the order. But I think if you just watched overall how the Yankees have played, this is a pretty good team. I didn't say it's a great team. I didn't say it's a championship team. It's a pretty good team. And right now, pretty good is all you have to be. I've talked a lot about, who the Yankees have beaten over the course of the stretch where they played well. They've won both their series against the Astros, both their series against the White Sox. These are the division leaders in the other divisions. Oakland, they just split a 4-game series. They won a series from their home earlier in the year. That's a team that is chasing them right now. They're not even in the playoff picture at the moment. They're not in the playoffs at the moment. They're in the picture. The Red Sox, the Yankees had an awful time with all year, but I think we all agree as you hit September here, both teams are completely different places than they were earlier in this season. And that's not much different than 2009, which I know that's a kind of a reach to even mention that right now, considering what you've seen from the Yankees. But listen, they struggled mightily against the Red Sox. Tables turned by the time they got to this part of the year. And, the Yankees right now are ahead of Boston. Although, you're lining up for a 1-game playoff right now. That's basically, I think, what you have to think about. It's still, the division is still something that is in play, but it's a reach. It's a little bit of a stretch. So maybe it's not in play. And you're probably too soon from writing that off completely. But I think realistically, you think, okay, can you get a little bit of a break? Can Tampa Bay lose at some point and maybe chip away a little bit at that lead before you get into the final 2 weeks, when you start to have to start making decisions about pitching? What I mean by that is Gerrit Cole is probably going to make another start on extra rest his next time. If you look the way it lines up, the Yankees get an off day. He can probably go on September 7th. But then he makes a few starts in a row on regular rest, and you see where that division lead goes. By the time you get to that final week of the season, there's a couple of off days around there, and then you have to start thinking about where you line up Gerrit Cole. And for me, it's game one of it's the wild card game. You want Gerrit Cole. You want to be in a position where you're playing this game at home, so you have to maintain this lead, and you want Gerrit Cole pitching in the wild card game. And right now it's against the Red Sox. Imagine that. One game, winner take all, Yankees, Red Sox, shades of 1978. That's what it's going to come down to right now. And that's probably, and we'll see where the Red Sox go. It might not be the Red Sox. Maybe the A's overtake them. Seattle is still kind of in that mix right there, trying to fight off Oakland and Boston. But the Yankees, are still fairly comfortable in that spot right now. 4-game lead for a wild card spot. 2-game lead for the first spot. Where I feel like they're going to play well enough, too. They still have 6 games left against the Orioles. They have 3 against the Mets. They have 3 against Texas. They have enough games on this schedule where they can, they can make this, they can hold their own here and hold on to that spot. So in about 2 weeks, it's going to be thinking about, okay, line up Gerrit Cole for the wild card game. And as you head into this final month, Gerrit Cole and Aaron Judge are the players who are leading this charge. And if you remember any of the conversations we had back around July, right before the trade deadline, leading up to the trade deadline, even in the month before, when you wondered whether the Yankees could buy anything, whether they should sell, whether they should give up. Well, you know, it was a useless argument to talk about selling because they didn't really have the attractive assets to sell that you do at trade deadline time, meaning pending free agents. But the other part of that for me was looking at the seasons that Gerrit Cole and Aaron Judge were having and thinking that that was worth throwing away. No chance that was worth throwing away. You have those type of seasons out of those players, you go for it. That's what the Yankees are doing right now. Who knows what's going to happen here if you're going to have the opportunity to have these two guys performing at this level again. You know, Judge isn't signed after beyond next year. I mean, that's a discussion for another day, but you know, Gerrit Cole is pitching to a Cy Young caliber right now. He is 14-6 with a 2.73 earned run average this season. As a Yankee, he's made 37 starts, which in old days might have been a full season. You know, back 40 years ago, you could have seen guys make 37 starts, not that big a deal, go on short rest. He's 21-9 as a New York Yankee with a 2.76 ERA, and he struck out 309 batters in 228 innings. Gerrit Cole has been awesome, amazing, and has lived up to the investment. Okay, you can say maybe nobody's worth all that. Well, that's a different argument. The Yankees paid for a peak ace pitcher. That's what they're getting right now. That's exactly what they're getting. And Gerrit Cole is peaking right now. His last four starts, 24 2/3, just two runs, 39 strikeouts. The last two on the road against Oakland and the Angels, he has performed every bit as well as the Yankees have needed him to, expected him to. I would think at this point, he's the Cy Young Award winner. A couple other candidates for sure, but Gerrit Cole is pitching extremely well. In a season where we wondered how any pitchers, especially the ones you had the biggest investment in, were going to rebound from a 60-game season to a 162-game season, Gerrit Cole is peaking here. He is giving you everything you wanted, and he's doing it at the right time. And now you're trying to line it up for the final push here into October. And Aaron Judge, I didn't realize this, like, just looked this up after Wednesday night's game. But I knew Aaron Judge had a really good month of August, right? We follow it along. We know how good he's been. You see all the big hits. You see the home runs. 8 homers, 26 RBIs in August. He batted .345 in August. Pretty good month, too. You know, we don't look at batting average as much, but okay, let's look at batting average here. Judge batted .345 in August, and as he hits the homestand starting on Friday, his average sits at .299, and he has 30 homers, 75 RBIs for the season. There's still 29 games to go. Aaron Judge is going to put some more big numbers up on the board. But back to those August numbers, .345, 8 homers, 26 runs batted in. A 1040 OPS in the month. But you know the biggest number that stood out to me? He played 29 games in August. Guess what? The Yankees played 29 games in August. Aaron Judge played every single game in August. This is something, and if you go back, remember his big breakout season in 2017, he was dealing with a shoulder issue, and August was not a particularly good month for him. He rebounded in September finally. August was actually a terrible month for him that year. But he's another guy who's peaking right now. And although he has remained consistent, this is clearly a very big month for him. Really turned it on and helping lead the Yankees. Not only him, but Giancarlo Stanton. Stanton played all but one game in the month of August. He started all but three games, came in the pinch hit a couple of times, and his August numbers were outstanding. .327, 9 homers, 25 runs batted in. So that's combined. Both of these guys hit well over 300, and combined, Judge and Stanton in August hit 17 homers and drove in 51 runs. This is the kind of thing you've been dreaming about for 4 years since Judge and Stanton as a combo in the lineup became a thought, became an idea, and you add to them a player like DJ LeMahieu, who isn't having the year that we're expecting, but is better now than he was early this season, and Luke Voit, who's starting to hit again now that he's healthy. Add in guys like Rizzo and Gallo, who have had their struggles, but their left-handed bats certainly add an element of balance to the lineup and certainly affect the way these other guys are getting pitched and the types of pitchers and pitchers that they face. So even if they're not putting up big numbers right now, there is certainly an element of balance to the lineup that is finally showing and is absolutely helping the other hitters in the lineup. But Judge and Stanton are giving you everything you hoped that they would give you. And it showed when the Yankees went 21-8 in the month of August. They did it because they were getting good pitching and Judge and Stanton were leading the offensive charge. Now, pitching is still a bit of a question mark because of what you're seeing. You know, you'd love to see Tyone bounce back again. Montgomery has pitched really well. Nestor Cortez Jr. has had a couple of hiccups, but overall, I mean, you know, it's almost like we're surprised by everything we get because of his stature, because of how he throws. He's not overpowering, but he's still getting the job done. Very important pitcher for the Yankees this year. And I think, if you look at Corey Kluber as the guy who took a while to get going in April before he really turned it on in May, you know, you're kind of looking, hoping that that's the same thing here as he comes back and maybe needs a couple starts to get his legs really under him and finish strong here. The Yankees have a lot of questions behind Gerrit Cole in the rotation, but you've got a little bit of time here. And frankly, other teams have issues too. The White Sox are having some issues. They've had some injuries hit them to some of their best players here, Giolito and Anderson, as they start September. The Astros are fighting off the Oakland A's here. You know, they have some issues. There's not a perfect team. And even Tampa Bay is outstanding. Best team in the league. But are they vulnerable? Maybe. You know, they got to a World Series last year. They still haven't won one. So they're still fighting a little something there too. The Tampa Bay Rays, for everything they have done, have not won yet. Trying to push that over the goal line for Tampa Bay. That's something that they're fighting too. And they're going to have to go through the Yankees, who have played them much better since the first couple of weeks of the season. The Yankees, remember, lost 5 out of 6 to Tampa Bay early in the year and have played them much better lately. Won a series from them in July, the only head-to-head meetings that these two teams have had recently. The Yankees won 2 out of 3. So, and Cole did not pitch very well in one of those games. Got blasted pretty good, so maybe that worries you a little bit, but I think you get to a certain point of the season and you just want him to be pitching well, and you see this and you say, okay, Gerrit Cole has not pitched well against Tampa Bay really in his career, so it is a little worrisome, but, you know, don't put the cart before the horse. Let him get through this month where he's pitching extremely well. And if he's pitching this well, I will take him against Boston, against Tampa Bay, against Chicago, against Houston, against anybody. If he's going to pitch the way he has thrown the ball lately and over the course of the last few starts and just overall the season he's having, this is what you got him for. And if he doesn't, you know, if they don't win, well, then you live with the results. But what you're trying to do is you're trying to put your guys who are successful, you're trying to get them successful. You're trying to get them lined up into peak position and put them in against the best and hope that they win. And whether you won the division or won a wild card, you're still going to have to go through these same teams. I understand that there's a different way of going about it, home field and all this and that, but lining up Gerrit Cole to pitch against the best teams in the league is really what your postseason should be about. And if he's pitching this well, I don't care where the game is, I think you're going to take your chances with it. And if the Yankees have Judge and Stanton healthy and hitting the way they have over the course of the last few weeks, well, that's what you wanted too. You're trying to, this, you know, all the talk about injuries and next man up and all that the Yankees have had. You get Judge, Stanton, and Cole all healthy and ready to go for October. Take your chances. And whether that means winning a one-game wild card and then having to face the Rays in a best of five again, go for it. Whatever you want. You want meaningful games. And if you didn't win the division, so be it. Get there and line your guys up, because I think the Yankees feel really good about how they're playing now. And the four-game losing streak really put a little bit of a damper on it, because what it showed you is no matter how well you're playing, it's really easy to lose four in a row, right? And that's a playoff series right there. That's gone. That's an exit in October. And we've seen that plenty of times over the course of the last couple of decades, right? Shows you how hard it is to win. Shows you how easy it is to just let it wash away, even when you're playing well, that a couple of bad games and your season could be over. So no guarantees, but I think you really like the way they're playing. And if you're a Yankee fan right now, Gerrit Cole is giving you everything you hoped he would. Aaron Judge is giving you everything he hoped he would. Giancarlo Stanton is giving you everything you hoped he would. And you've got a month to go here. Get into the playoffs and take your chances with those guys, because that's what you've been waiting for. You've been waiting for postseason games with them, and you're a month away from seeing if it can work, trying to hold off everybody else. Most likely it's going to be a wild card, but hold out some hope. You do have a slim chance of getting into that division race again with the Tampa Bay Rays. I want to remind you to hit subscribe and review and get WFAN's Baseball Insiders delivered right to you. Ed Coleman's Mets reports and my Yankees reports coming right to you a couple of times a week. Also, check out the 30 with Murdy podcast. Look back at the 61 Yankees with our friend Howie Rose, who has a unique perspective on that and hosted a 30th anniversary show back in 1991. And you'll hear his interviews with Mickey Mantle and Mel Allen from that show and others as part of our latest 30 with Murdy podcast. Please check that out here at Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. And again, this is WFAN's Baseball Insiders. I'm Sweeney Murdy. Thanks for listening.